Dreamscape presents The Quiet Man by John H. Sununu, narrated by Kari Marshall. Introduction. I'm a quiet man, but I hear the quiet people others don't. George Herbert Walker Bush, 1988 Republican Convention Acceptance Speech. In early 1993, after the inauguration of President Bill Clinton, I was invited to speak to a business group about my life in government and years of service to the man Clinton had defeated the previous year, former President George Herbert Walker Bush. As governor of New Hampshire for 3 terms, I had worked with Bush long before he was elected to the Oval Office and helped him through a contentious GOP primary against a host of other Republican candidates. Later, as his chief of staff, I served the president faithfully for almost his entire term of office. During the speech, I summarized for the group what I felt were Bush's accomplishments in both domestic and foreign policy. In the question and answer period that immediately followed, I was asked why I felt the president had lost his re-election bid. After touching on what I believed were the inadequacies of his campaign, I noted the historical precedents of losing an election immediately after leading a nation through a great shift in the foreign policy landscape. The most notable example is Winston Churchill, whom everyone credits with having been the heart and soul of England's victory over Hitler in World War II, I told the group. Then, immediately upon the end of that war, there was an election in England, and Prime Minister Winston Churchill's party was voted out of office. Looking at some of George Bush's partners from the end of the Cold War, we see very similar results. Mikhail Gorbachev lost his presidential election in 1991, and Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher lost the leadership of her own party.